At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP. Brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
That headset right there. Put on that headset right there. It's always interesting. Welcome back, One-on-One. Hour two, Bach, I know you've got, we've got a bill to pay, so what sponsor brings this segment to us here on The Ticket?
Yes, Hour two is sponsored by Schwizo's Construction, where safety isn't just a policy, it's a promise. Schwizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and a team that has your back on and off the job site. Apply today at Schwizo.com. 40 years strong in business, Schwizo Construction.
So a big part of what we do and a big part of moving the ticket down to downtown and setting it up as we did was proximity to the university and campus. And a thing that happens on a regular basis is folks will walk by and they'll draw their interest. And then you look and you find out that it gives access to student athletes and students on campus. That has happened here. So I want to take the opportunity to introduce the young man that just walked into the studio. Ty, introduce yourself to the folks.
Hello, I'm Ty. Nice to meet everybody. Excited to be here.
So what brings you into the ticket today?
Well, I am an aspiring sports broadcaster at the University of Nebraska, and I saw all this outside while I was walking by, and I thought it was very interesting, and I wanted to come check it out.
You have on, you look like you've been in treatment, so you've got the cup treatment.
Yes, sir.
You've got the look, and then you've got on a Nebraska gymnastics shirt.
Yes, sir.
Why is that, sir?
I am a freshman at the men's gymnastics team at the university.
Now, here's what happens. Where's home?
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Knoxville. Oh, my goodness. So my family is actually in Knoxville, David Lipscomb University. Cool. These are all Lipscomb University folks. My brother's a Hall of Fame track athlete from there. So I know the area well, man. I understand. The fact that a part of what we have done was to give student athletes an opportunity. And we've had past Sam Phillips, who was here a couple of years ago, did a show for us every Sunday. We have Emma Spence currently does a show for us. We've had women gymnasts do shows for us. And you as an aspiring professional in this thing, this is exactly what we're here for, to give you the opportunity to do what you aspire to do, the thing that you dream about. So I mean this when I say it, and I'm saying this publicly so that you can hold me accountable to it.
All right.
I gave you my number. You call me. You text me this afternoon, and we'll get together, and we'll come up with a plan for this to become your profession.
All right. Will do. I appreciate it.
Thank you, kind sir. Well done. Yeah. No, it really is, and Bach will vouch for this, that this is so much a part of what we're trying to do with this station, is to give student-athletes the opportunity and time to learn the business and to be in the space, to get the reps. We have a second studio that when you go out there, as a matter of fact, I'm going to have one of my people show you the podcast studio. Actually, Jake right there. Find that gentleman. Have him show you the second studio. That blonde gentleman. That's Jake Sorensen right there. Yep. Do that. But, Bach, that's literally why we moved down here and why we do what we do. Is young men like Ty coming in as a freshman. Listen, nothing like knowing that we'll have a Husker gymnast on for the next 4 years to be able to do that. But this is really why we do. Okay, Bach, so I asked the question, and in the space, simply put, that being a Husker fan and a fanatic, that if you took the apex of the program, now, mind you, there are conference champions that didn't win a national championship, or at least a recognized national championship. There are the great teams of the 80s that had as much talent as any team in the country. But if we talk about the apex, the North Star, the top of the mountain for Nebraska football, what year qualifies as the best that ever was, right? In your opinion, and different folks have said, and I'm a member of the club that I don't have the answer to this, so I'm asking. But I'll say this, that you won't be wrong in what you believe. And it's very difficult to get it right. So, Bach, if you had to rank any one of any Husker team in history and put them at the top of the pyramid, top of the mountaintop, top of the apex, the great apex for Nebraska football and Nebraska showing, highlighting Nebraska football at its greatest, what year, what team do you say, sir?
I think there are two teams that generally across the country, and so I like to kind of get a national perspective on this, that people would say Nebraska football, these teams could be the best of all time. Of course, you get your five national titles, probably picking from those, right? Though, you know, there's a couple other teams that didn't win that really would have an argument, at least if you're talking about teams that didn't win one. But I think you're talking about 1971. When the Huskers, I mean, their defensive stats were just incredible there. Of course, you had the game of the century. They beat the teams in Oklahoma and Colorado that ended up number 2 and 3 in the nation. They also beat number 2 Alabama in the bowl game, you know who's number 2 at the time. So they've definitely got an argument. And then the 1995 Huskers, who similarly beat a really good Big 8 team. I think several of those teams finished in the top 10. And their story is if they're not the greatest team of all time, they're right up there with the most dominant team of all time, because nobody was able to keep a close game with them.
This is the thing, right? And you're talking about the Devaney 70 teams and the Osborne 90. Danny Canopy says 83, because I'm not sure there's a more talented football team.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In the country. Than that 83 Husker football team. I mean, Miami will tell you. Miami will tell you. Florida State will tell you. Those 80s teams were special. I mean, again, which backfield would you take?
That's a tough one.
Yeah. Which backfield would you take? Again, this should be a poll. That the Taggy Kenny Rogers backfield versus the Gil Rozier Craig, right? Or the Frazier
LP
Amon. Like, what backfield would you take? Like, which one? Like, you can only take one. Which one?
Now that's a difficult question.
We ain't doing easy questions today, man. We are not doing easy questions here.
I mean, for me, I would go with the 90s crew, right? Frazier, maybe the best Husker football player of all time. LP had all the talent in the world. And Amon Green ended up being pretty good, if I recall. So and I always say he's a little bit underrated as a college football player because he helped win 2 national titles. I don't think he gets as much credit for that as maybe he should. But in any case, I'd probably lean toward them, but it's not by much.
I don't know. I don't know how you do this. Here's what I found out about the 71 team. Right? The 71 team is a record setting. And I'll give you the read, because this is that 71 team won its first 11 games by at least 24 points. 11, Bach. Can you imagine, Lincoln, if the Husker football team won its first 11 straight games by 24 plus points? Can you imagine the insanity, the collective insanity that would happen in the day and era of social media and access? And then that team playing in the game of the century against number two Oklahoma. They say that at that point, it was the largest college football audience ever. 55 million people watched that game. And then to go on, this is the first champion to defeat the number two, number three, and number four finishers in the AP poll. It's the first. The 71 Huskers knocked off the number two, number three, and number four teams that finished in the poll. Everybody that finished at the top of the poll got beat by Nebraska. Pretty exceptional. Pretty exceptional along the way. Now, the 95 team, again, here's the thing. Averaged and set a record, averaging 53.2 points a game, and is the only national champion to win every game by at least 14 points. The only one. So, Bach, you get to set the table. Those two teams, based on those credentials, who's your pick?
Yeah, again, I mean, it's tough. I think it's almost kind of generational. I'm sure some of the older folks would argue 70 or 71, and they've got a heck of an argument. And you know, to go along with that, by the way, Bob Devaney as the head coach, offensive coordinator Tom Osborne, defensive coordinator Monte Kiffin, pretty good coaching staff they got put together there. Again, I might lean toward the 95 Huskers because I'm more familiar with it, and obviously. I mean, not just because, you know, they didn't give up a sack all year. They you know, obviously just kind of blowing everybody out. Steve Spurrier in Florida being, of course, the end-all be-all of that year. I guess I do a show with the leading tackler of that team as well. So maybe a little bias in that as well. But
a little bit.
I mean, I think of 95 as the most dominant team of all time. But 71 has a heck of an argument. Again, when you do this nationally, and you include all teams of college football history, most lists nationally will have both teams at least in the top 10.
Yeah, it's also a thing that, and I miss it sometimes, that the 70 team, Devaney's 70 team had a quarterback rotation that isn't talked about. I can fully say this, that we don't talk enough about Van Bronson. Mm. We don't. That Taggy is on the Mount Rushmore of Nebraska quarterbacks. And that Van Brownson, those two combined led Nebraska to 9 consecutive wins. They had a tie at USC, which that 70 USC team was kind of good. It's kind of talented. That 70s team at USC changed college football. It changed the politics of college football. It changed the way the game was played. And then that team went on. That team, the 70 team, battled on, right? It battled on. And they go and win their Orange Bowl with a win over LSU. They trail that game 12-10 in the fourth quarter. And Taggy led a 67-yard drive that would give Nebraska the lead, and they would pretty crazy. But one of my favorite lines, Bob Devaney after that 70s, he's – even the Pope would have to vote us number one. Sometimes you got a campaign, but pretty good stuff. All right, we'll throw it a break. We'll come back. We'll close out one-on-one and hand it over to Bach and the Black Shirt.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.